But that's where the bad news comes in. Our global civilization came at a huge cost. We needed a whole bunch of energy to build it, and we got that energy by burning fossil fuels, which came from dead plants and animals buried deep in the ground. We used up most of this fuel before you got here, and now it's pretty much all gone. This means that we no longer have enough energy to keep our civilization running like it was before, so we've had to cut back. Big time. We call this the global energy crisis, and it's been going on for a while now. Also, it turns out that burning all those fossil fuels had some nasty side effects, like raising the temperature of our planet and screwing up the environment. So now the polar ice caps are melting, sea levels are rising, and the weather is all messed up. Plants and animals are dying off in record numbers, and lots of people are starving and homeless. And we're still fighting wars with each other, mostly over the few resources we have left. Basically, kid, what this all means is that life is a lot tougher than it used to be in the good old days back before you were born. Things used to be awesome, but now they're kind of terrifying. To be honest, the future doesn't look too bright. You were born at a pretty crappy time in history, and it looks like things are only going to get worse from here on out. Human civilization is in decline. Some people even say it's collapsing. You're probably wondering what's going to happen to you. That's easy. The same thing is going to happen to you that has happened to every other human being who has ever lived. You're going to die. We all die. That's just how it is. What happens when you die? Well, we're not completely sure, but the evidence seems to suggest that nothing happens. You're just dead. Your brain stops working, and then you're not around to ask annoying questions anymore. The stories you heard about going to a wonderful place called heaven where there is no more pain or death and you live forever in a state of perpetual happiness? Also total bullshit, just like all that God stuff. There's no evidence of a heaven, and there never was. We made that up too. Wishful thinking. So, now you have to live the rest of your life knowing you're going to die someday and disappear forever. Sorry. Okay, on second thought, maybe honesty isn't the best policy after all. Maybe it isn't a good idea to tell a newly arrived human being that he's been born into a world of chaos, pain, and poverty just in time to watch everything fall to pieces. I discovered all of that gradually over several years, and it still made me feel like jumping off a bridge. Luckily, I had access to the Oasis, which was like having an escape hatch into a better reality. The Oasis kept me sane. It was my playground and my preschool, a magical place where anything was possible. The Oasis is the setting of all my happiest childhood memories. When my mom didn't have to work, we would log in at the same time and play games or go on interactive storybook adventures together. She used to have to force me to log out every night because I never wanted to return to the real world. Because the real world sucked. I never blamed my mom for the way things were. She was a victim of fate and cruel circumstance like everyone else. Her generation had it the hardest. She'd been born into a world of plenty, then had to watch it all slowly vanish. More than anything, I remember feeling sorry for her. She was depressed all the time, and taking drugs seemed to be the only thing she truly enjoyed. Of course, they were what eventually killed her. When I was 11 years old, she shot a bad batch of something into her arm and died on our ratty fold-out sofa bed, while listening to music on an old MP3 player I'd repaired and given to her the previous Christmas. That was when I had to move in with my mom's sister, Alice. And Alice didn't take me in out of kindness or familial responsibility. She did it to get the extra food vouchers from the government every month. Most of the time, I had to find food on my own. This usually wasn't a problem, because I had a talent for finding and fixing old computers and busted Oasis consoles, which I sold to pawn shops or traded for food vouchers. I earned enough to keep from going hungry, which was more than a lot of my neighbors could say. The year after my mom died, I spent a lot of time wallowing in self-pity and despair. I tried to look on the bright side, to remind myself that, orphaned or not, I was still better off than most of the kids in Africa, and Asia, and North America, too. I'd always had a roof over my head and more than enough food to eat, and I had the Oasis. My life wasn't so bad. At least, that's what I kept telling myself, in a vain attempt to stave off the epic loneliness I now felt.